We're going to, Yirtzeh Hashem, finish off Shaar Beis, Perek Yud Ches, which is the end of Shaar Beis, which was mostly concerned with how to daven and how to accomplish, what to accomplish, and what we're accomplishing when we daven. So there's different volumes, but what I want to end off was with the Haggah. But before we do, I just want to give you, this is a sheet I made a long time ago, which really describes everything. Let's take a look. Basically, it talks about everything we learned. So if we know the sheet, we know the Nefesh HaChaim. Did I make a bunch?
Enough for everybody? Or
yeah, sure? Should be. I don't know. I make them. I don't know how many people are. And before we start, that's the end. Before we go, just to make it a little easier, I just want to learn the Derech Hashem inside. This is the Ramchal. So we're going to do the Ramchal, the Nefesh HaChaim, review with the sheet, and then we're all set. So the Ramchal, first place to start, you should have the sheet. Pass around the sheets, yeah? Here. So, Ramchal. So the Ramchal says as follows. Is there enough sheets here? The Ramchal is in Chelek Aleph. There's only four Chalakim. In Perek Vav, in paragraph Yud. And here the Ramchal says as follows. Ulam klaud hatzfila mischalek l'arba Chalakim. It's a very nice synopsis of really the same side of the Nefesh HaChaim. That tefillah, and we talk about tefillah, we're talking about shachris, which is tefillah in Gemara Lashon. Tefillah is divided into four parts. Harishon ha-korbonos, ha-sheni psuki de-zimra, ha-shlishi kriya shema u-bir-choseo, ha-revi ha-tefillah u-mashalachra. So we have four parts. Interesting. So the first part is korbonos, which let me include in that the bir-chos ha-shachar. So in other words, from bir-chos ha-shachar, what are you doing all the way over there? From Birchas HaShachar all the way till Baruch Shabar. From Baruch Shabar, where we say Boicher B'Shirei Zibra, so we're starting Psukei de Zibra. So Baruch Shabar is the Bracha of Psukei de Zibra. Yishtabach is the after Bracha of Psukei de Zibra. So that's the Shady. Chelek Beis is Psukei de Zibra. Hashlishi Kriya Shema U'Birchosel, which starts with Yotzer Oru V'Rechoshech V'Rechoshel V'Rechoshel. It ends with Baruch Ata Hashem Goal Yisrael. So you have there also a before bracha and an after bracha. Remember that Goal Yisrael is not a bracha ad Shemot Esrei. It's the after bracha of Birchas Kriya Shema. Important. Yishtabach is not a pre bracha to Baruchu as we do with the Chazonim. But I don't know why the Chazonim do that. Really, the guy who's saying Psukei de Zibra for the Abud, if he's not going to continue, he should say Yishtabach. Probably, and then the next guy should say Kaddish. Or that's probably the way it should go, but that's not the way we do it.
We don't do it. Kriyashma, so why do we have three then? If there's a Bracha Rishon, Bracha Ahronah, so why isn't it like patterned like, for example, the Bracha Rishon, Bracha Ahronah? Why by Kriyashma, we only have also two?
There is. Yotzer Oru V'Rechoshech and Gaal Yisrael.
The Avarab is considered.
No, there's a first Bracha and Echad Bracha. In between is the Birchos, Kriyashma, and Kriyashma. Yeah, right. Okay. Psukei de Zibra doesn't have any brachas in the middle. You have Abba Rabba, you have... and then you have Arvi HaTfila U'Bashalachra. So, in other words, when we say Tfila, we're talking about Shemot Esrei. U'Bashalachra, we're talking about Chazor Sashatz, and Tachanun, and Asher, and Uvalitzion, until Aleinu. Shir Shol Yoyim, and Aleinu. So Ubah Shalachra, he like throws it there, but it's a very interesting how it works. HaKorbanos, so let's try to get through this piece here because it's you sort of stick to the way we dab it. HaKorbanos, from the beginning. Let's start from the beginning. HaKavona Bohem Bechlal, the purpose of saying Korbanos, Hu L'taher Ha'olam Kulay. Did you know that? You say Korbanos, you're b'taher ha'olam kula. You're bringing tahara to the world. You're putting the whole world into a mikvah. L'taher ha'olam kulay. U'lahaser mimenu. What is tahara as opposed to kedusha? Tahara is a form of spiritual cleanliness. You're taking away everything which is chotzeitz between me and higher worlds, between me and the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's what tahara is. You go to the mikvah, you're taking away tumah. Tahara is a hasara of tumah. So when you say karbanos, you're lahasir mimelo kobashu ikuv umaniya albias hashefa el yidbay. There are things that as this world, we're in the world touch, feel, the world that we're living. There are things which are preventing us, mania, from reaching a higher world. We know there's things that prevent us from reaching a higher world because it's hard to reach a higher world, right? We're not living in a higher world. Living in this world. Why? Because there are manias, and korbanos take away those manias. So what is the mania and what is the korban? So let's say the simple answer to that, to the mania, is averas. Person does an avera, b'chatos, b'shoigeg, the tzibur does an avera. So for that, the korbanos is part of the kapara to do it. So the korbanos are new idea is tahara, which was why everything about korbanos has to be tar. The one who's bringing the korban has to be tar. The kohen has to be tar. Caleb has to be tar. Interestingly, by the way, the korban doesn't have to be tar, right? Nobody heard of toiveling a cow before you, your makrivin. You know, carbon doesn't have to be tar. There's no such thing as a carbon being tar. Huh? Right. But why did Hashem do it that way? Because
no, can we tame?
No, it's like us. We're the carbon. We're the carbon. So we're coming into this because we're not tahar. That's exactly the point. The point is that we're not tahar. We would be tahar. You don't have to bring a carbon. So the carbon is the makbil to who we are. So by saying karbanos as if you're bringing karbanos, it's interesting. Like the Gemara says that when you start kids off learning Gemara or Chumash, you should start with Vayikra. The Gemara says. Why? Yavai Tahirim Yilbai Karbanos Shehem Tahirim. Because kids are Tahar, so what does it mean kids are Tahar? It means that before we teach them how to lie, they don't know how. They're honest. Before we teach them how to steal, we have to be Mechanech kids and all these things. How to steal, how to be deceptive, we teach them. A kid mitzad atzma is Tahar. So Yavai Tahirim before we mess them up and learn Karbanos Shehem Tahirim. But the Karbanos are not Tahirim. The kid is like the makriv of the carbon. The carbon, there's no tahara in the carbon. Okay, so that's carbonus. So somehow or another, the carbonus are getting away all the clogs and the medios and the separations and the chatzitzos. And, if there's pipes that are going from lamata limbala, so the carbonus are the draino that goes into them to clear out those pipes so that we can start moving upwards. And this becomes not just like a diagram as I wrote it, but it becomes very, very real in our life. Psuke de Zimra. Hakavola Bohem, Bechlal. What is Psuke de Zimra? Psuke de Zimra, mostly Tehillim from David HaMelech. Legalis or Panav Yisparach Ha'idea Tehillai Shanu Mishalim Bayu Misafrim B'Shivchar. They are, by saying Psuke de Zimra, we're doing a gilui or panim. This requires a definition. A gilui or panim. In other words, there's the or pnei Hashem, there's the pnei Hashem, there's the or pnei Hashem. The or pnei Hashem is what's called in Kabbalistic language the or, the kav, or hamakif, or hayashar, the kav hayashar. So these are the oirois that come from the Pnei Hashem. So if you can imagine, which you can't, the Pnei Hashem, there's this or. We want to get that or into our lives. But first we have to take karbanos, clean up, before we could bring this our entire life. And then the Psukei Dezibra somehow, which is what? Psukei Dezibra is about being Meshabeach Hashem. Finding the things, what it is finding the things in our life which are positive, which are good. Because, as he says here, the Haidu Behilul Lefalav by praising him, Behuidin Haboicher Beshirei Zibra. Hashem chose for us, he told us, that the way to reach his or is through Shirei Zibra. Haboicher Beshirei Zibra.
Before you leave Karbonos for a second, why isn't it more universal, some people say, Karbonos before Mincha, like at least the Tamid?
Mincha is like a mini chakras. It's an abridged chakras. You're doing the same thing in Mincha as you're doing in chakras. Karbonos, Ashrei, which is Psukei Dezibra.
Yeah, but most people don't do Karbonos.
Because it's mini. I mean, you're supposed to do Karbonos.
Yeah, okay.
That's the answer. If you understand what you're doing, you do Karbonos. Spend a lot of time on it also. Like, but Karbonos, but Mincha is designed for time-saving, you know. Tachanun, Aleinu, it's the same thing, but in short. It's the same ascension and descension. I just like, what does it mean, just in practical terms, to be zochet to the Or Hashem? Or Pnei Hashem? So the answer is, I don't know. But I do know that we say every day, Kiva or Palacha Lasatu Lalu Hashem Elokeinu Teres Chaim Avas Chesed Tzedakah Avracha Rachmi V'Chayim Shalom V'Toyv Beilecha Levarach Asamcha Yisrael. So what we're talking about is bracha. Kiva or Palacha Lasatu Lalu Teres Chaim Avas Chesed Tzedakah Avracha Rachmi V'Chayim Shalom. That's what the Or Hashem is. Kiva or Palacha Lasatu Lalu. So. Meaning, Torah. Hashem gave us Torah. The or means the connection from Hashem to us as it shines into this world. And it can shine in the form of Torah, it can shine in the form of Chesed, Avas Chesed, it can shine in the form of Tzedakah. Tzedakah means from Hashem to us. Bracha, Chayim. All these things are manifestations of or. It's good stuff. Stuff that we want, yeah? I mean, in other words, how do you live without bracha? You need this bracha. The whole thing, people are going to a tzaddik to get a bracha. This is the bracha. The bracha is, you say, Psukei Dezibra, and you're bringing this or. Maybe a tzaddik knows how to do it better or could bring his or into your life. But the idea is to take that which is elusive, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in a higher world, in a hidden world, and bring the or, at least, into this world. And then you have bracha. And then you have Kriya Shema Birchay Seho. So where are we going with that? Kfar Bayardo Yala Bachal. I already explained that. However, Milvad Masha Bayardo Nichal Bev Oidin Ilacher. I want to add something, and this is really for us. Yehu Sidre Koinonias Habriya Vishtal Shalusa. Because we need Kriya Shema. Why do we say Kriya Shema? Kriya Shema is a sort of a philosophical realization, yeah? Hashem Echad. Kriya Shema. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. That's the jewel in the crown of the Birchos Kriya Shema. Kriya Shema. One. Oneness. One is the one. Echad is the center of everything. One is the aside of everything. If you don't come to Echad, not only as one of being Oivin of Inazara, but one's not understanding the whole unity of the Bria. Let me just make this in a language that I can understand and explain. At the end of the day, Eloid Milvadoi. So we want health, we want bracha, we want parnosa, we want shalabayas, we want our children to be a certain way. We want to meet the right people, be able to be influential in the right way. To be influenced in the right way, all those things. At the end of the day, there's a million things, but there's one thing. Einoid Milvadoi. So a person has to come to before one stands in tefillah. Before one stands in tefillah. Okay, so I was metaher, I did my karbonos. That's only the beginning. Once I'm metaher, so now Psukah Desibra. I want a big Megala, the Or Hashem. But I can't actually stand in front of Hashem unless I recognize that Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, that there is only one power. You can't. This is something that we can. It's philosophical, but it's real. It's a life changer. At the end of the day, the essence of being a religious Jew is to understand Einoid Milvadei. There is no other. The Gemara says that when Tanoim would get into trouble, an animal would start running after them in the fields, or a person, or something. They would just be mispoided in Einoid Milvadei, or Yikra Kriyashma. Same thing. So Einoid Milvadei. There really is no other force. Not Iranians. Not my kids. Not my the teachers. Not the principal. Nothing. Nothing is really a force. It's all being controlled by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Einoid Milvadei. Yeah. In the deepest way, messengers. Like Mamash the Yad Hashem. Einoid Milvadei. So this is what we're doing with Shema, is we're making clear, it's not just we're getting an Or Hashem, which is divided. Or is divided into as many things that reflect it. There's a million types of Or Hashem. The list even in Sim Shalom is big, right? It's Taras Chayim, Avas Chesed, Taras Chesed, Avas Chesed, Tzedakah, Bracha, Rachamim, Chayim, Shalom, a lot of things. A lot of different manifestations of Or, reflections of Or. But when you climb above the Or from Psukei Dezimra to Birchas Kriyashma, we're understanding that, yeah, there's a lot of different things. I have this Bracha, I don't have that Bracha, this I'm good at, that I'm not good at. Einoid Milvadei. Is the Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, and then we're ready to stand in Amidah in front of Hashem. So he says here about Kriya Shema as follows: Behu ki sidrei koydeniyos habria v'ishtal shalusa. When we talk about how the bria was created and the hishtal shalusa bria, which we are experts in, kvar beyardu bechelik rishoyd sheula balivroim kula b'shtal shalusa b'boy madrega achar madrega. Things start with the assembly line goes, starts from the world of Ruchani, the Shoyrish, and it works itself down to the world of Asiyah. And Hashem was Gozer as Chachmah. This reviews, talks to what we've been learning about. In order for us down here, simple people, to be able to be makabel that which is so high, so you need to connect to it. So you can't be down here in this world and make a jump high to the world of Atzilus. You're makasher, it's miskasher. So what happens is this world of Asiya, Olam Hazeh, this is miskasher to the world of Yetzirah, the Yetzirah to the world of Bria, the Bria to the world of Atzilus. When we daven, we're making that his kashers. We're starting with Karbonos, Birchas HaShachar, very Gashmius. It's all very Gashmius, right? We're talking about roosters, and we're talking about our vision, and we're talking about our ability to stand, and our clothing, and our ability to walk. That's what we're talking about. Very, very simple Gashmius things, which is where most of the world ends, right there. You know, right there. Karbonos, take it, now be Matahir, all of those Maisim. Walk into Psukei Dezimra, then you enter into a higher world of Yetzira, which is the world, by the way, of Malachim. It's the world of Malachim. It's not part of our Gashmius, really. It's taking our Gashmius and bringing it up to a place of Ruchnius, where we're being. And how do we get there? This is just so simple and so important. How do we get there? We get there by praising Hashem. Aboicher b'shirei Zimra. Melech Mehulal Batish Bochas, right? We're praising Hashem. So we're praising Hashem. David HaMelech did it well, use his words. But praise Hashem.
So why do we throw in things like Az Yoshe? I don't say it's a Shira, but...
Shira is Hallow. So, ultimate Hallow. What does it mean to praise? It means to say thank you. Yeah. If we could praise, then we could really recognize the Or Hashem. So what he's telling us now is the Yisoid is, here we are down here. You b'tchila b'skashim zem zem b'lamato limbala ha-tachtoidim b'l-yoidim b'hem. Every madrega has to be b'skashim with the madrega, with the world on top of it. Until you get to the root of the whole world. Root. Everything is dependent on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's where the source of everything is. Anyway, so we're tracing it, we're climbing it, we're tracing it back to its shoresh, miskasher to the shoresh. Yeah. It's so gewaldic in the sense that you could have a $1 million appliance, a computer or whatever, and it's not working. And you push this and you push that, and then you trace it, say, is this connected to that, that connected, and at the end it's gotta be plugged in, yeah. Like at the end, you have to be miskasher to the shirish, to the root. So it was plugged in. So now we have a flow. The flow is the or. So the or can come and then energize us, who's the most sophisticated of the whole Bria. We're more sophisticated than Malachim. We're more sophisticated than anything before us or on top of us. We're more sophisticated than that. We are the final product of the Yetzir Kap of Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But Salbeinu Kid Musainu. It doesn't say that about Malachim. It's Salmeinu Kidmuseinu, or about the animal kingdom. It's just us, particularly Jews. So, but you got to be plugged in. If you're not plugged in, so there's nothing that's energizing that.
So, Rav, are we bringing the or down, or what?
Both ways. Miskashrus. Both ways. Hatachtoidim be'al yoidim. Right now we're talking about hatachtoidim be'al yoidim be'al. First we're being miskasher upwards. Be'al yoidim be'al yoidim yoisir. Mechein al derech zal ad koiches hasharshim. Maybe Tolu by Yisbarach, Vyushufa, Vyushpa, Lahem Shifa, Vacherkach. Here we go, start going down. Yispashe Tashefa, Bilbala, Limato. You see, Chaim? Then you go, Bilbala, Limato, Bechol, Madregas, Habria, Karoi. Vyashuvu, Vyisyatsu, Kulam, Madregoi, Sehem, and everything finds its place. Lefolam, Kafima, Shasudr, Lahem, according to the way Hashem created. Right, Sader is a Kechavim, Mishmarseim, Berakia Kirtzayin. Hakadosh Baruch Hu is Besader. He's Besader the whole world, but the whole world needs to be plugged in. So what we're doing is we're Oikev, Acher Asherish. It's the words of the Arizal. Oikev, Acher
Asherish. But you read that Hashem comes after. You read that here is saying
it only comes when it only comes back down to earth when we access it. So when we're davening, we're accessing it, and then we're bringing it down.
Bring it down. It seems like it's coming in this section.
No, one second. This is
even before Kriya Shema.
No, he's pausing to say a yisoid, how the whole thing works.
Okay.
Ula ba'brachos ha'ela shel Kriya Shema sudra al pi ha'rozim ha'ela. You need to have Kriya Shema in the middle. You can't stand before the Melech without the Enoid Vavando. You bo'isa shevach va'hilo b'salosh b'dargas. I'm sorry, b'dregas ha'briya b'lamata l'mala. So remember what you're doing. You're going from Asiya to Yitzira, which is accomplished by praise. It could be accomplished by different forms of meditation. But what we're doing is we're getting out of who we are, yeah? The Nefesh HaChayim spoke about, the last couple of weeks we've been learning, the Nefesh HaChayim spoke about, it's like leaving your body behind. We're walking into another world, not forever, for a few minutes. Just like we actually leave our body behind. It's not something new about tefillah that oimid lifnei amelech. Uboisa shevach vahilu misalus madregas habria milamata lamala ad hiskasher hakol b'madrega hayoyser oyoyed until you reach the top place. Then everything's all tied together, which is where we want to get. And we are totally in his light. And from there it comes to the whole creation. We brought light onto creation. So there's a system that we're doing when we're davening. That's what happens when you daven Shemot Esrei. And then in the book it skips, but you it doesn't. Behile Yudalad Hide al Pisader Ze Niskenu Chelke Hatfila. And here we talk about the Eilabais. Eilab Hazeh, new words. Eilab Hazeh. What have we been calling that? Nefesh HaChayim? Asiya. Eilab Hazeh. You go from Eilab Hazeh, you get to the Eilab HaBalochim, which we call Yitzira. Eilab HaKiseh, which we call Bria. Same thing. And that's where we're traveling. Vizeh, Karbonais, Zmirais, Ubirchas Kriyashma. Achakach, Tfilah Ba'ubad. Then we get to the Shemoneh Esrei. Ukeneged Olam Ho'elikus. And what are we doing there? Lahabshich HaShpois Lefi. I mean, this would be gewaldic if we could actually do this. In other words, we actually daven Shemoneh Esrei and get to the point. But there's a Seder. There's a Sulam here as to how to be Oved Lifnei HaMakom. But when we are Oved Lifnei HaMakom, Lahabshich, what are we doing? Lahabshich HaShpois Lefi Bechinoi Sehem. We start coming down. We start working in a downward motion, but we're bringing so much down with us. And this is gevaldig. Then we do in the publishing world, which I live in. So you have the book, then you have at the beginning you have what's called the front matter. The front matter is not written until after the book is written, even though it's in the front. In other words, you can't write a table of contents until you know what page is what. You can't write acknowledgments until you know who thanked you, who helped you. You know, and you can't really write even a hakdama, because ironically, the hakdama, you don't write before you write the book. The hakdama, you write after you write the book. Like now I can introduce the book. And then there's the back matter. So the back matter is, you know, also stuff you can't write with the book. So it's usually the index and the maybe the dedications and stuff, how to use this book. It's the back matter. So you have the book, front matter, back matter. So you have the same thing here. You have in the mushal, you have the climb up, the ascent to Oybein Lifnei HaMelech, and then you have the descent, which is exactly the same derech. It's exactly the same derech, because what happens is you daven Shemoneh Esrei, and then you get through Kriya Shema, Birchas Kriya Shema, with Asher Yuvel Tzion. You have the Kedushas HaMalachim, Psukei Dezibra with the Shir Shal Yoyim, and the Aleinu L'Shabeach, which is Malchus, and brings you right back down to the world. So it's zoop, back down again.
When we say Shir Shalom after Aleinu, what's going on there?
If you daven, we don't do that. We don't.
Ashkenaz, the Siddur.
Yeah.
So how does that work?
Right. I don't know. Why it would be different than that. In other words, the simple way is, according to all the Kabbalah, is that the Malchus should be at the end.
What about Tachanun? Because we said Tachanun.
Once heard a reason in the Abu Draham explains why it was changed around. In the Seder, think about it for a minute.
Tachanun, which we said is
Misa.
The Misa. So that doesn't seem it fits in right after Amida.
It's still part of Amida, meaning where I'm espashit my goof legamri, completely espashtus min aguf, before I start making a descent.
So we go up so high that it's
connected. You go up so high that it's Misa.
Except on days when you don't say Tachanun.
Right. So all of Hilchos Tefillah have to learn how it fits into I always think about that guy, you know, remember a couple of years ago this guy went up in a air balloon. He went to like outer space and then he jumped down. Remember him? It was 2 years ago, 3 years ago. It was like a he went as high as you could go where there's still gravity. So there was, otherwise, he's up there forever. And then he parachuted down. But before you parachute down, you have to free fall. What is it, 7 to 8 miles or something like that? It's, yeah.
Where is he now?
Yeah, he's okay.
He's still floating.
It was a world record for a free fall. It went literally to outer space. He went to the tip of the atmosphere.
Was he in? No.
we do it
every day. What's the big deal? And we come back down.
But the thing is, it was fascinating because from where he was sitting up there, you could see the Earth, like you see the photos from NASA, you know, like yeah. you can see the Earth around, you know, the whole Earth as it was. Like, you know, it wasn't, he was able to just see this. He was high enough up that he could see the Earth as a ball with the oceans and the planets, and he could see the whole, hemisphere.
So,
right. But he could see it, but there was such a view. And then he's sitting there and he's in the jumping position, and there's this guy in the control tower, you know, downstairs, all the way to the Earth, and they're, and he's talking to him, and then he says to him, "Okay, jump." exactly. Like, you know.
What a giant step for
you. Right. Go ahead, jump. I said jump. Like, why don't you jump? Like, no, like, it's there's so many different things they're explaining, like your parachute cannot open. I mean, that would be you have to open it at the exact right time.
His mask fogged up.
Yeah, his mask fogged up. You remember, you could hit a bird. It could mess your mess up your whole day, you know, like a bird, an airplane. He's above everything over there. So it was interesting. You remember the video? Like, he said a bit of a tefillah. He said a prayer, and he just did it. And he said, I love my wife and my children. And it was such mysterious knowledge. What was he doing it for? Like, what was the... not one person in this room remembers his name even. Like, what was he? So he's appeared in some almanac someplace. It's just a Peledica thing that he did this. Like
Geronimo?
Yeah, like, what? No, what's the point? But I'm just saying, as a mussel, it's very interesting because I believe... that you climb up to this place, like in Shemona Esrei, or even Tachnun, which is Doma Lamisa, the Filas Hapayim, and you from this place, you could see the world in a whole different way. Like, this is what's important to understand. It's a whole perspective of the world. You know, when you're looking at this, does it make any difference who's the president of Rhodesia? Or even the United States, or some argument going on in business, or whether the stock market went up or the stock market went down. I mean, from this place, you're looking at the world in a whole different way than the way we are forced to look at the world every single minute of the day. I mean, we're looking at the world. We're thinking about money and food and relationships and, you know, politics. That's what we're thinking about, the ultimate Olam Haza, the world of Asiya. So it's really like something. It's an adventure to get all the way to the top, but the heart, the thing of it is, okay, now jump. Like, I don't, you find like good yeshiva bachrim, they don't want to finish Shemona Esrei so quickly. Because if you're really there, why would I want to jump? But Zehu Tachlis Olam, I don't know why he jumped, but I know why we have to jump, because it'd be easier to just, we are in free fall. If we get up there, but if you get up there, so what I'm trying to bring out here is, with all my maizelach, is that it's a matter of perspective. So if you figure that if we go through this Seder of the Ramchal and the Nefesh HaChayim every single day or three times a day, we're putting ourselves, it's not just like this, you know, ethereal place that we're putting ourselves, it's just a whole different perspective of seeing the world from a place where you can never see the world when you're in the world. So you can get there and see not only that, but when you see it and you're miskasher to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you can bring, by this descent, you can, if your mask doesn't fog up, you can bring a whole new level of light into the world. But think about it on the most gashmiest, I don't want to be a reductionist, but think about it on the most gashmiest thing. Wait, if a person is able to see the world as a planet, you know, as a system, Seder Ha'olam, as a Kodesh Baruch Hu Besadar, Sechav Mishmuri Seyev, Rekia Kirtzoyna, you see that whole thing. If you could see that whole thing, think about the perspective, and your Biskasher to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who you realize is
is giving the koach to all this, right? Toila aretz al bliba. Things are just standing there, like it's a pelodica thing. The earth is standing there. It's not falling. You know, it's turning around perfectly. Everything is perfect. Everything is perfect. And you see this perfection in the Bria. Now when you come back down after Shemoneh Esrei, simple, 10 minutes later, it's not a long journey. After you come back down, so you're offering the world a new perspective that it never had before. Okay, if you go to speak to somebody about a problem you have, so the person, just by the fact that he's not part of the problem, he could become part of the solution because he could see things from a higher place. So imagine if we could just accomplish this for 1 second. So, you know, when we think, and I want to emphasize this, because we think we're davening, we're asking Hashem to help us, which is, of course, true. You know, we are asking Hashem to help us, give us partners, and give us health, etc. But at a higher level, we're hiskashers. We're asking Hashem to connect us. Connect our earth to our heaven. But on the highest madriga, we're asking Hashem to help me bring this aura back into the world. And that's what he says here. And I just want to, if you look at the Nefesh HaChayim before we end here, in the final Haggah, I hope yours is set up like this one is set up, but you'll find it. He says the same thing in his words, but it's a different story. V'lochein. Who do I have here? V'lochein. Klal Seder HaTfila Nechlak La'arba. Seder HaTfila is divided into four. Remember that the Rabbi Chal says divided into three, right? It's divided into four because he's including Shemoneh Esrei. Divided into four. Shehein Ha'arba Bechilais. New words. Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, V'Sheresh HaNeshama. It's all the same thing. Nefesh, where we live. Ruach, Neshama, V'Sheresh HaNeshama. Karbonos, Heimneged, Bechinas HaNefesh. Oilam HaNefesh is Asiya. Keboim HaChatoi, Bechinas HaNefesh. But you come to V'Nefesh Kisechta. Karbonos is all about Nefesh, and it's all about Asiya, what we do, what we don't do in this world. Behavius HaShamay. Psuke de Zimbra, Neged Oilam Haruach. Same thing with different nuances. Psuke de Zimbra is the Oilam Haruach. Oilam Amalochim, Habashoyurim. Ukriashmael Birchoseha, Neged Hecholon de Bria. Rab Chal called it the Oilam Hakise. Hecholon de Bria. Kiyadua Oilam Hanashamas. And this is where Nefesh HaChayim adds something that Rab Chal doesn't say. Okay, let's just go through it quickly. We've reached the Oilam HaNeshamas. That's the whole thing. The whole thing is not to get stuck in our physical gashmius world, what surrounds us, even what we are, who we are, but to reach to a place of Oilam HaNeshamas. What happens there? Babir is Parshiyas HaKarbonos Ad Baruch Shamar Yichavi Lahalos Kol Bechinos HaNesham Nefashos Da'asiya Shu haplibius dasia leklalolam beruchais tiyitzira. We try to take our whole world and give it some magic, give it some spirituality, spirit ruach, spirit, yeah, spirituality. Spiritual people have reached, if they are spiritual people, have it's a low madrega to be spiritual, because that means they went from the world of asiya maybe to the world of yitzira. It's for amateurs. It's for amateurs, right? We're spiritual people. Okay. You see, if you're a spiritual person, you can go in any which direction. You can become an Ovid of an Azar. They're very spiritual people. You know, meditators in India, very spiritual people. To be admired. They're spiritual people. Only problem is Avodah Zarah. Why? Because they don't go to the next step of Bria, which is Eidoid Movadi. It's the whole thing. If you get stuck in the world of Yetzirah with Eidar Movadai, so you're in the Himalayas. V'yichlo gam nafsha yimoyim l'kashra baruchai. U'mi baruch shamar ad birchis kriya shma yichlo kol anafashin da'asiyah v'aruchin di Yetzirah. We got, what are we doing? We're moving from Yetzirah
where we're spiritual people, where we're able to sing the praises of Hashem, where we're able to see the positivity of the world, and we're bringing it up to the world of Bria. This is where this is the difference between the men and the boys. You get it? Like getting to the world of Bria. So we're getting to the world of Neshama. Neshama is what's actually energizing me, what's actually charging me, what's making me what I am. And then I'm standing with the Hamelach. Do you know, by the way, Lahavdil Elef Havdalos, you know, if you talk to, let's say, the Buddhists, you say to them, like, what do you tell me about God? What do you believe in God? What do you believe about God? They have nothing to say about it. Okay, hello. Don't know. I'm not talking about Hindus. I'm talking about Buddhists. They don't care. In other words, the issue is our avoida. This is the way they look at it, which is not crazy. It makes a lot of sense. Issue is our avoida. The issue is to become as spiritual as possible, to get away from our ego, be good people. Who created us? You speak to a Buddhist. We're allowed to say we don't know. We don't know. I'm not even saying it's a criticism. I'm just saying it's a mitzvah. I'm saying what it means to be a Jew. To be a Jew means that you can get from the world of Yetzirah to the world of Bria. That's what it means. We can get to the point of Enoid Milvandai, which is a whole different story. And if you don't get there, you're Malei Avodah Zarah. So they don't know, they don't care. In the meantime, there's 100 Avodah Zarahs, thousands of Avodah Zarahs. Thousands. So Yichlo V'yale Kol HaNefesh Ruach Neshama Debriya Yetzira Asiya Nefesh Ruach Neshama Shalai Imahem. And let's just end with this beautiful line. L'koilolam yachad. We're taking everything that we are and everything that we experience. This is what we're doing with tefillah. L'koilolam yachad b'sherish ha'neshama. And we're getting together at the sherish ha'neshama. V'sherish ha'knesia shoklal ha'neshama Yisrael yachad. This is like the whole thing. The hafludika thing. You see, the whole point is that where are we getting in the Olam HaNeshamas? Where is the highest part of the Olam HaNeshamas? Where all the Neshamas, yours, mine, the other ones, is men, women, they're all one block. It's because it's before the Alma de Piruta, it's before it was all split up. So this is called Knesset Yisrael. So the whole idea is that Kla Yisrael Lamata gets to the Knesset Yisrael, to the Madrega of Knesset Yisrael. So when we're davening, we're reaching a point of complete achdus. See, everybody's after unity. Everybody's after unity, achdus. But achdus, in my opinion anyways, is really shtuyot. I mean, it's not good to argue with things and to fight and to kill each other, have wars. I'm not for that. But it's natural to the world to kill each other. I think like this, you think like that. You're on my property, I'm on your property. Boom. it's just a question of how strong your weaponry is. You know, as I used to say in the 60s, you know, one nuclear bomb can ruin your whole day. You know, like it's this is all, you know, there's no achdus. What's the achdus? The achdus here, the United Nations. That's all supposed to be achdus. Is there achdus in the United Nations? One piece of achdus. United States of America, the United Arab Republic, all the Uniteds in the world. Take the whole list. You know, go through the list of all the Uniteds. Now, one of them is United. There's no United because there is no unity in this world. The only chance for unity is where in the Olam HaNeshamas, because if we could reach the Olam HaNeshamas, and this is very real, by the way. In other words, if I could say, okay, here you and I, we have differences. But in the Yisayda Dover, the Sherish or something, let's say two brothers, we're coming from the same place, Kla Yisrael. If Kla Yisrael could get to Knesset Yisrael for a minute, then you're looking like that guy. You know, you're seeing the whole thing in a Knesset Yisrael. Okay, now it splits up. Okay, it splits up. But the only chance, I really think, the only chance of Achdus is on the Madrega of Knesset Yisrael, not on the Madrega of Kla Yisrael. So we're going to sit here, we're going to make Achdus campaigns, and we shall overcome. And, you know, mostly we're having Achdus with ourselves. Who's having Achdus with somebody else? Like, what's that? We're, you know, we have an evening of Achdus in the shul. Okay, very nice. We're all Achdus anyway. I mean, what's the, you know, go have Achdus with non-Frum people, or with, you know, even Ashkenazim and Sephardim, maybe a little bit here in this country, you know, with people that have completely different. There's no Achdus. What's Achdus? If there were, they're supposed to be Pirud. But the Achdus that we can, that's the design. Like, in other words, Mar and Jupiter is the two different things, you know. But the Achdus by design is L'kol Olam Yachad by the Knesset Yisrael. It's important to understand. He says here, the last paragraph, Rebecca Siyum, Aig Sas Mikol Zeb Pri Eitz Chaim Perak Aleph Mishara Tefila. A little bit of this you'll find in the Arizal. V'zeh Sh'rabba Shem Arizal V'meshukosev Ayidei Kach. This is what his words are. Nichlelas Hashchina Mikulam. What is Knesset Yisrael? It's the Shechina. It's the Shechina. What was the Mishkan? Hashras Hashchina. Everybody came together at a higher level. And once we came together at a higher level, there was a Hashras Hashchina in this world. Bracha. The Or Hashem came down. Possession comes of Arizal. That's why the Arizal says that before you daven, we've all seen this, L'kabal al-atzvei koidem tefillah mitzvahs v'yahavta l'reyacha kamoich. That's why, before you daven, the right thing to do, I'm going on this journey, I'm ready to go, I'm different than everybody around me, even in the same minyan, I'm different than everybody outside of this minyan, but we're going to go up, but I'm a Kabbalah myself, it's just an amazing thing. These are my words before I take off. B'yahavta l'reyacha kamoicha. That at the end, it's kamoicha, at the end there has to be ava, so at the end means here. In the Knesset Yisrael, I'm getting to a place of Ava. So when you get to a place of Ava, the way I see it, when you get to this place, to this perspective of, at the end, all of these details really don't make any difference when you're up there. At the end, everybody is one thing. It's like we're all in this together. So once you have that Achdus, now when you bring that Or Lamata, you have a chance of Achdus. Because the difference is that the things that divide us are silly. You know, there are so many things. I'm saying this already like an old guy, but there are so many things that everybody's arguing about, and most of them are silly. They're just completely silly. You know, it's and even big people are arguing about silly things. You know, I remember once that I don't want to say anything bad, but I remember once, you know, when I was a rav and. One of the cities I was a rav in. So, the Balabatim were all arguing about the Vada Kashras. You know, this one should be the head, that one should be the head, this should get money, that should get money. Look at all those typical, you know, machlekes. And I was talking to Rav Yaakov Weinberg about it, Olam Hashalom. So, because he was Nogay. So, talking to Rav Yaakov Weinberg, so I said to him, you know, like, it's so disappointing that the Balabatim are acting like little children. You know, arguing over over a toy. So he said to me, "What do you want for the Balabatim? Rosh Yeshivas argue about these things." So he told me, it was a sad statement. But, you know, the covet, money, you know, so the idea is to be above it all. That's what we're learning, just be above it all. And by being above it all, it's not just like, if you can hold on to that perspective for even a few minutes a day. So then there's Achdus, because everything is silly. Everything is silly when you're at that, when you're looking at it from that point of view. The Filas HaPayim is Doima LaMisa. How does a person feel when they're going to Misa? None of this stuff makes a difference. Nothing makes a difference. So that's a good thing about Misa. You know, Misa is considered negative. But it's a good thing about Misa is that everything is Shtuyot. Everything is Shtuyot. Money is Shtuyot. Stock market is Shtuyot. Family, everything is bothering me is not bothersome. If I can bring that Or into the world, then I've learned Sharbeis Nefesh. Okay, if your session will pick up again after Pesach, I'm not sure exactly which Sunday, but I'll watch your WhatsApp. One second.